Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 4th of August, 2017. This is Paul White, continuing our journey through Romans. We're in Romans 11, 15. For if their being cast away is the reconciling of the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead? Paul's talking about, and has been now for several chapters, his Jewish brethren, Israel, which was not necessarily a nation in the geopolitical environment of the first century, but it was a grouping of people who came under the title of Israelite, those who were from the family of Abraham. Paul's been talking about their need to believe on Christ. He has established this difference between someone who is a Jew by birthright and someone who is truly a seed of promise. The 11th chapter, the turn has been that Paul has begun to establish a remnant of Israelites. Namely, he doesn't say this, but we know this based upon how the early church formed, that remnant was people like Peter, James, John, Paul, these Jews who came to Christ, placed their faith in Christ. That's the Israel of God, which now, of course, includes Gentiles. And Paul has introduced the Gentile to this message in the 13th verse. So the if they're being cast away, that's Israel. That are those who have rejected Christ as Messiah. Their casting away was the reconciling of the world. That was the bringing back of the family of man. This phrase reconcile is something Paul has worked with previously in Romans. It is something that Paul will work with in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Romans 5, we were enemies, we were reconciled by the death of the Son. 2 Corinthians 5, he reconciled us by dying and not counting our sins against us. So the reconciliation of the world has happened through Christ. Those who had claimed Abraham were now cast away. What will their, this is the last part of verse 15, and this is the question that needs answered. What will their acceptance be but life from the dead? So if they were cast away and that brought the Gentiles in, what would their acceptance be but life from the dead? In other words, what will it look like when these who have clung to Judaism change course and cling to Christ? Well, as I said yesterday, these concepts and ideas are built off of the Jewish understanding of Old Testament scriptures. That's a little difficult for us because we have a limited understanding of Old Testament scriptures, but even then, most of us see them, we can't help but see them, through New Testament lenses. Because we know that the New Covenant is on the other side. We are looking backward through the prism of the New Covenant, trying to interpret the Old. They did not have this. And as Paul is ministering and trying to share good news, share the gospel with his Jewish brethren, they're not looking back through the prism of the New Testament. They're looking directly into the Old Testament. And they have a different way of interpreting it than we do. Where Paul takes this idea that if Israel would accept, it would be life from the dead. What does that mean? Well, this is not future. It's future for Paul. But it's not prophetic out in our future. It was within the time frame of his people. Let me go back and show you what Paul is pulling from. In Isaiah chapter 26, it's a song of salvation. And I'll pick it up in verse 16. Lord, in trouble they have visited you. They poured out a prayer when your chastening was upon them. As a woman with child is in pain and cries out in her pains, or her sharp pains, when she draws near the time of her delivery, so have we been in your sight, O Lord. We've been with child, we've been in pain, we have, as it were, brought forth wind. In other words, we delivered nothing. We have not accomplished any deliverance in the earth, nor have the inhabitants of the world fallen. your dead shall live. Together with my dead body they shall arise. Awake and sing, you who dwell in dust, for your dew is like the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Now what in the world is Isaiah talking about? Well, he says that Israel has been like a woman with child in pain. She's cried out. She has basically whined about her delivery and then brought forth nothing. She really hasn't done anything in the earth. And her prophecy is that this dead Israel shall live. The dead body shall arise. Paul is using that mentality, that idea, when he writes in Romans 11:15, if they're being cast away is the reconciling of the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead? So he's prophesying the resurrection of a people who have cast off Christ. Paul's believing that they will, that so many of them will receive him. Again, please understand, and I'll say this 20 times between here and the end of the 11th chapter, I'm sure. If you don't realize that you are just a few years away from the cataclysmic event of the destruction of Jerusalem and the temple at the hands of the Roman Empire, in the battle that would ensue from AD 67 into AD 70, culminating with the fall of the temple, culminating with an abomination taking up residence in the temple, culminating with the death of over a million of the Jews who did not leave Jerusalem nor flee when the armies of Rome encompassed the city round about. If you don't see that, then you're going to end up taking the scriptures from Romans 11. You're going to move them out in your future. You're going to project yourself into the story as the remnant. You're going to feel as if national Israel must come back. And we're going to miss the context of what's going on. So Paul's believing that there are going to be Jewish brethren who, like the dead rising, will accept. But he knows that's not the fullness of what's going to happen. And we're going to get into that more and more and more because we're coming upon those extremely important olive branches, roots, broken off, grafted in, fullness of the Gentiles, Israel saved, all of this stuff going up through at least 26, 27, 28 in this chapter. But you have to keep thinking in terms of time and audience relevance. We're looking very closely at the end of an era, and that's important. We'll dig on deeper into 16 tomorrow. We'll see you then. God bless.